I think we have made some significant progress, but the reality is there's more to do. The historical work of rebalancing the northern economy with that of the rest of the country was always going to take decades, not even necessarily 5 years, to see sort of instant progress. I think what we have seen, though, however, is the creation of Transport for the North and the beginning of the devolution of transport powers. But we still need, for instance, a commitment to Northern Powerhouse Rail. We've seen the creation of directly elected mayors with budgets and powers to be able to make a real difference. For instance, the ability to introduce London-style bus services, franchising and ensuring that the services and the routes meet the needs of the local economy. So we have got the powers and the money in some areas that we need.
Yeah, I mean, this would be the issue, I would say, that for many in the North, they'd say, yes, we've appointed these people. There's a lot more people with, you know, high salary jobs, etc. I know that you're saying that these things take time, but it feels as though we're going nowhere fast.
I think actually what I would say is that the people making the most progress are our directly elected mayors, who've made a huge difference in terms of starting to change the underlying economics of our country. Because unless you give powers over, for instance, skills to areas, you're not going to be able to move the dial on productivity. But that skills devolution has literally, in some cases, taken years longer than it was supposed to. And that's because the government, in some areas, has been resistant to this. So despite the fact that George Osborne, as Chancellor, was absolutely clear on the direction of travel and what he wanted to achieve, the machinery of government sometimes takes longer to move than political commitments. However, I think that what we will see over the coming years is some of those commitments starting, that have already been made, starting to make an impact. So if you're in Newcastle, for instance, the National Centre for Data is already making a massive impact on your area. They're busy off buying the new metro trains that are going to help improve local transport in that part of the world. We're also about to see the first of £500 million worth of new trains on the Northern franchise start to be delivered. And so the element of this that I would say is real to customers and to passengers in the transport sense, or in terms of infrastructure in particular, is that 5 years in, we're actually starting to see the delivery of some of those projects coming to fruition.
And what about where we go from here? What about, so we obviously have, you know, Westminster is currently split. We have a new Prime Minister en route in the next month. Are you optimistic about what happens next?
I think that both the candidates who've committed, for instance, to different infrastructure projects and different priorities, I think Jeremy Hunt still very much a very firm supporter, for instance, of HS2, Boris Johnson saying he'll review it, but also committed to Northern Powerhouse Rail. So I think the early signals we've heard, I think, have been positive. I think your introduction, though, is absolutely right, which is that because the Conservative leadership is primarily being fought in the South, because that's where most of the Conservatives' members are, you're not hearing as much about the North as perhaps we should do. And I think that people can remember the lessons that George, I suppose, taught when he was Chancellor, which is that the country requires a government that is interested and engaged on the real challenges that face it. And the same way that often Labour civic leaders in the great northern cities were prepared to work with a Conservative Chancellor, we've got to see the next Tory Prime Minister seriously engaging with people like Andy Burnham and our mayors, regardless of their party, to come up with a proposition for the North that's going to make a real difference. And that's why it's very disappointing that neither of the leadership candidates, I think, have committed to attend the Convention of the North, which is the kind of great gathering of the North leaders once they've been elected. And I think that would send a strong message. Actually, they did agree to come and outline their proposals for how they're going to answer what is actually a very clear list of requirements from the North of England. We're going to deliver much of it. Northern businesses like Manchester Airport, for instance, are investing £1 billion in their own terminal. The private sector and our civic leaders are just as committed as when George gave that speech in the Power Hall at the Museum of Science and Technology in Manchester 5 years ago. We need to see the next Conservative Prime Minister taking it as seriously as a Conservative government did 5 years ago.
Boris Johnson is the odds-on favourite. He's not universally loved in the North of England. I'm thinking particularly of his comments about Liverpool those years ago. I mean, we've seen a breakdown of that cross-party working over the past couple of years, I would say. Are you really optimistic about a Boris Johnson premiership?
I think, I mean, we're not, I'm not a member of the Conservative Party, right, so I don't have a particular view about who should win this contest. But I think what the North's political leaders and business leaders actually would agree on is that we'll work with whomever comes forward with a viable proposition for the North. And I think that the challenge actually is that 5 years ago, this was an idea that had to be driven from Whitehall, because the North didn't necessarily have the resources or the mechanisms to speak together and to articulate as clearly and to deliver what is needed. Actually, I would say that the current Northern Powers Minister, Jake Berry, has done a good job of helping to work with us to strengthen the ability of us to deliver ourselves. And so I think Boris Johnson in The Standard yesterday in an interview with that newspaper, the first he's given in the campaign, talked about bringing London-style changes that he looked at to deliver in London to places like Birmingham as the Northern Powerhouse. And I think that the difference is, just like when he was mayor in London, that isn't about Boris Johnson actually doing those things. It's about him empowering and trusting the leaders of our great cities, whether it be Andy Street in Birmingham or people like our mayors in the north of Tyne in Newcastle, right through to our cities on the other side of the Pennines. And I think that control and authority coming to the north is about trust, really, isn't it? Which is that actually the businesses and the politicians elected here in the north of England have got the mandate and the understanding of what needs to be done. What we need is a prime minister who's prepared to take that seriously. And I think, however the previous prime minister started her time, the reality was she did not have the headspace or the commitment to the Northern Powerhouse agenda. And what we now need to see is not just, for instance, a Chancellor that's focused on it, as the current one is, but the whole of the Cabinet taking this seriously. And that's why the Power Up the North campaign, led by editors like James Mitchison at the Yorkshire Post,
sure,
been very clear in saying they want a change in the way that government works, the machinery of government, because their belief, and I...
Finally, Henry, sorry, we're running out of time. I just want to ask, we're seeing, obviously, the closer working between the Boris Johnson campaign and George Osborne's Evening Standard. There are rumours of a George Osborne return to Westminster and frontline politics. You've spoken about him a lot in this interview. Would you welcome that?
I think that George has, obviously, a role outside government now as an editor, and I wouldn't be able to comment on whether that's what he'll stay doing. I think, though, what I would say is that whoever is running the country, and it, obviously I believe George Osborne did a great job as Chancellor, and actually there have been a number of Labour politicians nationally who've been committed to this agenda as well. The reality is they have to give the power and the resources to the North. And that's why George's legacy is so strong, because actually the mayors that he helped create are doing the work of the Northern Powerhouse day in, day out, rebalancing our economy. And that's how Whitehall has got to respond. They've got to give power and resources permanently to the north of England.